Hello, welcome to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I am Daniel Gregory, your host. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you are getting a chance to spend some time with family and loved ones, getting a chance to make some amazing work, spend some time and reward your creativity, or forgive yourself if you're feeling a little less creative this week. I wanted to talk about something today around that creativity and around that process of really identifying self and discovering the importance of who we are as we figured out our photography and as we figure out our creativity. And that's the notion of authenticity of self. And this is something that I've talked about a lot on this podcast. It's something I talk a lot about when I speak and when I teach. And it's something I think about all the time in my own work. And that's, am I creating truly authentic work? Because at the end of the day, I can only create the work that I create. And I need to be able to judge that work's quality based on whether or not it's truly a reflection of who I am. Because I can't do anything about anybody else. I can't control anybody else's reaction. I can't control what anybody else says about my work. I can't control what anybody else thinks about my work. I can't control pretty much anything outside myself. So because of that, what really matters to me in my work, and what I think matters to a lot of artists when they create their work, is they want to make sure that they're creating authentic work, work that is truly reflective of who they are. That is a challenge, I think, for a lot of us, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I think it's scary to be our true self. It's scary in some ways to be our true authentic self. We might worry that we're uninteresting or we're boring. I think that's one of my big fears and one of my big things that I hold on to is if I create my own work, it's just not going to be that interesting to anybody, and therefore I'm not that interesting. And that's a struggle that I deal with all the time in my work. I have another friend who's an amazingly talented painter who says that he can't paint what he really thinks because people will think he's crazy. So he paints these relatively safe and what I think in many ways get the appearance of boring work. It's not that interesting. It's not that compelling. They're more of a technical exercise. They lack the realness and the authenticity of who he is in the work, but his fear of being judged as him being crazy is preventing him from creating that work. And I think all of those things come around and they come together and they allow us to not really be who we are. We live against those fears. And the thing that's interesting is what we crave, I think, as a culture and as a society, as an individual, is realism. We create that. We create a sense of wonder in the world because we believe it to be real. We believe it to be true. And even something that seems fantastic and imaginative and so creative, we still believe that to be true because it came out of the real existence of somebody's head, the trueness that exists within somebody's head, that truth that we so desperately crave. And I think it's even compounded more as people respond to and resonate with what goes on with social media, where they know that things they see in social media aren't necessarily true, but they seem to get responded to. And that struggle and that pull back and forth has made this even more front of mind, I think, for a lot of people. The interesting thing about authentic work is I think it's easy for us to see and it's easy for us to identify. It's not necessarily easy for us to create. And I think part of that comes down to the foundation of, are we creating work that's for me or not for me? So true authentic work, true work that really matters, true photographs that matter to me are the ones that I create. And the focus is on my interest in photography, my interest in the subject matter that's being photographed. And the challenge of that is I'm interested in photographing a lot of things that may not be interesting to other people, but at the core, they're interesting to me because they're oftentimes representative of something else. A leaf is never a leaf to me. A rock is never a rock to me. My dog is never even my dog to me. It's my relationship and my friendship that photograph's about. So no matter what it is, my photographs are always about something else. And it's the tools of photography. It's lens choice, light, composition, framing, gesture, color, tone, whatever it is. Those are the tools by which I try to express what this other thing is that I experience. And that comes down to the choice of subject and subject matter. Those are all truly things that represent my authenticity and my reaction to my work. When I look at the photograph and I know it's not right, and I know it's just kind of this other thing, one of the first things I have to think about is, does that really reflect who I am? And even if it's something I don't necessarily like, I've taken photographs I don't like that feel very real to me. When I look at them, I experience very real emotion. And maybe it's because they're accessing a part of myself that I don't necessarily like, or it's something I'm trying to improve upon, but it comes through that photograph. Maybe it's anger, maybe it's jealousy, maybe it's insecurity, whatever it is, it comes through the photograph. And so authenticity in a work is not about creating work that we necessarily like. It's about work that is true to who we are as the individual. So in some ways, I think that creation of that work is selfish. I think to be truly authentic, a little bit, we have to be selfish. We have to be willing to take the time. We have to be willing to take the energy, the effort, and some of the awareness to create something that's truly important to us. And because it's important to us, and because we're trying to be real to who we are, we're trying to be authentic, we're trying to be what we think we are to the world, what we think we are to ourselves, and where those two things overlap, and we're in the center of that Venn diagram, we pull that together to say, okay, maybe it is a little bit selfish for me to create work that is truly important to me, but it's in that act, it's in that action that we create work that's important to other people. Because like I said, we crave realism. We crave that in the work we look at. We crave it in the things we read. We crave it in the movies we see. And like I said, it's not that it's real of the object. It's not that the story's not fantastic and it's not mythical and it's not something else. The most creative imaginations are grounded in the experiences of the individual. The most creative photographs are grounded in the individual. So it's not that you can't push the edges, and it's not to create photographs that are seemingly banal. It's that you can be as fantastic as your imagination. As a matter of fact, people want you to be as fantastic as your imagination, no matter how that is. It's that core essence is what the piece that we're looking for. I also think that part of the concern that I have with my own work is that if I create work that is authentic to myself and people respond to it, and it's not in a way I expected, that I somehow blame myself for failing because I have expectations that I set up and I try to think about what's going to happen. And even though I'm creating work that's meaningful for me, I would like it to be meaningful for somebody else as well. That's my ultimate goal in sharing the work. But if it doesn't, how do I assign blame for that? I want something to be fixed, something to be different. And one of the things I have to learn to let go is that authenticity and realism and acceptance of ourselves is not about blame. It's not about saying it's somebody else's fault. It's not about saying it's my fault. Because blame is an external element. It's a thing we assign to something else. And for this type of work, for the creativity we're doing, it's really not about blame. It's about understanding the reasons and rationales for the work we create. And the reasons and rationales for the way we frame a photograph and compose a photograph and process and edit and print a photograph. But if somebody doesn't have the reaction we like, blaming them for not understanding, blaming them for some other reason, blaming ourselves for not doing the job properly is counterproductive to the not everything is necessarily improved upon by everybody else, and everybody is dealing with their own crap. You have no idea what that person is bringing to the table, what that experience is, what their acknowledgement of the subject and subject matter is. So because they don't like it, maybe they don't want to spend the time with the photograph. Maybe they have a bad experience with the concept of the photograph and the content, whatever it is. But assigning blame is counterproductive to the authenticity because you don't spend your entire day and entire life trying to assess blame. Because you're creating, you're trying to move forward. You're trying to understand why and how and develop a new sense of seeing and understanding. It's in that space. There is no blame. There is only growth and experimentation. So if we can remove that on the backside, that's something that can help us live in a more authentic space. I think one of the other things that is insightful about the work and when the work is truly meaningful for us is we create it for ourselves. But there's a part of us that wants to try to put a bigger stamp on society, to put a bigger stamp on culture, to put a bigger stamp on our friendships. And recognizing that the work we create that is important to us for whatever reason, like I said, it doesn't really matter as long as the reason is true to who you are, that work as it starts to resonate with others, that's what others start to crave more and more. And then the work is therefore self-fulfilling in its prophecy. It's self-fulfilling in its ability to help other people, which allows us to do what we want to do, which is to communicate, share, and hopefully create a shared experience and a shared meaning that allows us all to understand something more about who we are as individuals. I think that's one of the things about art that's so amazing. One of the things about literature and music and conversations and sharing is that it's about each of us getting the opportunity to take a step forward and understanding more about ourselves. I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. I only know what you choose to share with me. And the only person I can't hide anything from truly is myself. At some point, no matter what I do, there comes a point of acceptance where I have to know what it is, or I know what it is and I'm choosing to block it somehow. I've chose to forget it. I've chose to repress it. I've chose to lie to myself about it. But as I create, as the art starts to come out, no matter what I've done to put things under layers and to hide things, the art's going to let that come through. The creativity is going to let that come through as a way of experiencing and processing and dealing with that. And so I think for that truly craving connection and shared meaning and understanding among us, there's an opportunity for us to create work that is truly about who we are. And the one thing I would ask you to leave the podcast with, and the one thing I would ask you to do in the creation of your work, is to take whatever that fear is and set it aside. And as hard as that is, I think you have to accept the fact that whatever your worst fear is about yourself and the work you create is not true. And I don't even know what your fear is, but I can tell you your fear about your creation and your photography and your creative act is not true. Because the fact that you're willing to put yourself out there to create that work is so powerful and so important. And that it is the creative act that is the interesting thing. It is the powerful thing. It is the emotional thing. So no matter what it is, the fact that you're willing to try to get out there and create a cool photograph, create an amazing photograph, create a personal, quiet, introspective, whatever your photograph is, that is truly where authentic art sits, truly where authentic creativity sits. And one of the most important things to do is to actually express what your fear is. So I think if you just spent the time to actually journal, or if you record and talk to yourself, or if you have a great friend who you can share things with, is to truly just say out loud what your biggest fear is about your art and what keeps your work and art from being authentic, you'll quickly find that it'll disappear because you've acknowledged the fear. You can then work and understand how it impacts you and allow you to move forward. So that would be your homework for the week. Would be to really figure out what is it in your work that you're afraid of. What is it about yourself that you're afraid of putting into your work that prevents you from creating the kind of photographs you want? Then once you've done that, let's then start to create some new work. Let's find a new way to create things and see where that takes us. I know for me, in figuring out that what my own issues are makes a huge difference just in how happy I am behind the camera. Because going from photographing things that I thought I should be photographing because I thought people might think they're important and I thought people might think they're interesting, to photographing the things around my yard, as simple as that sounds, the joy it brings me to be able to pick up my camera every morning and just walk through my yard and photograph birds, leaves, whatever's going by, sets my creative energy for the day so that my output is higher for the day. So no matter what I tackle, I'm coming at it from a great space. So by letting go of my fear of that these are uninteresting and unimportant photographs, therefore I'm uninteresting and unimportant, allows me to set up a tone for the day. And that gift that I give myself of being able to be creative to start every day is incredibly empowering. So I would encourage you to try that same thing and just see where you end up. I hope you have a great week. I hope you get a chance to get out and do something really creative, really get those creative juices flowing, play with the camera, doodle, sketch, draw, take a new class, whatever it is. Because that creativity and that creative aspect of our lives is so important. You can always find us up on iTunes, podcast channels, Google, Spotify, all the places podcasts are found. Any reviews or ratings up there would be great. It really does help other people find the podcast. And I really do appreciate you listening to the podcast. It means the world to me to know that you're out there listening, and the feedback you give me and the questions you send are really, really wonderful, and I appreciate that. I hope you have a great time, and I'll see you next week.